Today's shiur is Daf Ayin Ches. We're going to begin on Daf Ayin Zayin on the base, 13 lines from the top. Amar Abai, Koyshesh Shabein Beis Chatzeros, if you have a wall between two Chatzeros, Gavoy Asar Tfachim, and it's 10 Tfachim high, and as we've learned yesterday, when you have this type of a wall, there are two reasons why somebody would want to lower its height. One reason is because if the wall is that high, it serves as a partition between the chatzeros, and these two chatzeros can't make an eruv. So if they want to be able to make an eruv together, they have to figure out some way of making them accessible to each other. Or, as we also learned yesterday, if one chatzer wants that the wall should be more accessible to it versus it being accessible equally to its neighbor, and the chatzer to which the wall is more accessible then gets the wall halachically, so to speak, they want to figure out ways of being able to shorten the wall. So Abaye speaks about the situation, how they want to make it become accessible to each other. So what they'll do is hiniach sulam rochav arba mikan. If they'll put a ladder which is at least 4 tefachim wide on one side, which is shown in diagram 254 on page 85, v'sulam rochav arba mikan, and then in the other chatzer, on the other side of the wall, they'll put another ladder that wide, v'ein bein zeh lezeh shlosh tefachim, and the distance, even though these ladders are not actually right lined up next to each other, we see there's a little space in between the two ladders, but as long as that space is less than 3 tefachim, which we know halachically, 3 tefachim or less, we always consider closed, loved, that will be considered like these ladders are exit and entrances between the chatzeres, and therefore, although this wall is higher than 10 tefachim, it will not serve as a permanent partition that will disallow us to make an area between the two chatzeres. However, shloisha, if there's more than 3 tefachim between the two ladders, so therefore it's hard to get up one and down the other because it's just too far apart, ain mamat, then it won't be considered an exit or entrance between the chatzeres. Says the Gemara, v'loya maron, this was all said only El Deloy have a kotzel arba, that the top of the wall is not 4 tefachim wide, as is shown in diagram 255. But Aval have a kotzel arba, if the wall is 4 tefachim wide, a fila muflik tuvanami, then even if the ladders are quite apart, it wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because since you have a wide enough wall, the person can walk up the ladder, walk along the top of the wall, and then walk down the next ladder, even though it's quite distant, and it'll still be considered like a door. Why does a ladder have to be at least 4 tefachim wide? So the Rishonim explain, what is this ladder accomplishing? The ladder is accomplishing that it's a Pesach, that's an opening. And as we learned at the Mishnah, at the beginning of this parak, a window, a door, to be considered an opening, has to be at least 4 tefachim wide. So therefore, the ladder, if you want it to be considered a door, has to be 4 tefachim wide. Now we speak about another situation, how to want to lower the height of the wall. Amar Abibi Bar Abaya, Bona Itztaba Al Gabi Itztaba. Diagram 256. You built one platform above another platform. Im yesh be'itzba tachtoina arba, if the bottom platform has 4 tefachim, so Rashi learns that if the bottom itzba, the bottom platform is 4 tefachim wide, and now from the top of that itzba to the top of the wall, we no longer have 10 tefachim, so it serves as a way of lowering the wall. And since we now have an area of 4 tefachim by less, that's not 10 tefachim high, this wall is no longer considered a partition between the chatzeres. Rashi learns that how it has to be in the length 4 tefachim. What about in the depth? Rashi says it doesn't have to be 4 tefachim deep. As long as the person could stand on it, that's enough. Tosfos disagrees, and Tosfos says that when the Gemara here says that it's 4 tefachim, it has to be 4 by 4 tefachim. Inami. Now the Gemara gives us another way how this situation can help us in lowering the height of the wall. Ein betachtoina arba. The bottom platform doesn't have 4 tefachim in its length, as is shown in diagram 257. However, v'yesh bal yoina arba. The upper platform does have 4 tefachim. V'ein bein zel lezeh shloisha. And there's less than 3 tefachim between the lower platform and the higher platform, that tumimat. Again, why? Because if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's considered like it's connected to the bottom. And if it's connected to the bottom, that means that the bottom now has 4 tefachim, and it could serve as a platform to lower the height of the wall. Now, there's a very important concept we have to introduce. The Rishonim asks, Rashi asks, why do I have to come on to relying on Lavud and lower the higher itztaba? Why don't we just do a simple thing? We have an itztaba middle of the wall. We have a platform in the wall. That platform has the required dimensions, and that platform should serve as a miut in the height of the wall. So Rashi introduces a halacha concept, miut ba'avir ein a miut. Just to slap something in the middle of the wall and say that that should be able to reduce the height of the wall doesn't work. The reduction has to be either at the top or at the bottom. In the middle of the wall, it won't work. And that's why the upper itztaba on its own can't serve as a reducer. The only way you could have a reducer is on relying on the bottom one. And therefore, if the bottom one isn't wide enough, long enough, you have to somehow schlep the upper one down. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avuah, Sulam Sheshilavaisa Parchas. You have a ladder whose rungs are separate, as most ladders are. Im yesh b'shliva tachtoina arba mimat. We said before that how wide do the rungs of the ladder have to be able to be considered a Pesach? They have to be 4 tefachim wide. So he says, let's say the bottom rung has that required width, as is shown on the right side of diagram 258. Inami, ein b'shliva tachtoina arba. The bottom rung maybe doesn't have the required width. However, v'yesh the top rung has the width. The aim bein zel zeh shloisha, between the rungs that are less than 3 tefachim, then the loch is memat. It will be able to reduce the height of the wall. V'amrav Nachman Amar Bavua, ziz hayoytzim en akoysel. If you have a platform, picture 259, coming out of the wall, and that platform is dalet al dalet, so two things. The platform itself cannot serve as a reducer of the wall. Why? Because we said a minute ago, something in the middle of the wall doesn't work. But now we have another question. What is the Gemara saying? Mashah's question. What is the Gemara saying are the dimensions of the ziz, which we will somehow be able to make work in a moment? It has to be dalet al dalet. But according to Rashi, it doesn't have to be dalet al dalet. Rashi says that it's enough that it's just a dalet in the length, even though it's not dalet al dalet. Isn't this a clear proof against Rashi? Asked the Mashal. So interestingly, the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Chananel, when they have this Gemara, they take out the words dalet al dalet. They just have the words ziz hayotz min akaisel dalet, because otherwise you have a kasha in Rashi. But I saw another pshat that the Mefarshim give in answering Rashi, which is an important concept. They say like this, it matters where this platform that we're using to reduce the wall is. The more of a permanent type of a structure it is, it's easier to serve as a reducer. So in diagram 256, where the platform was on the bottom of the on the floor, where it is, that's the way you reduce the height. You just put yourself a platform. We spoke about it just yesterday. There Rashi says that as long as it has dalet in the length, even though it doesn't have a dalet al dalet, it could serve as a reducer. Where is this ziz? This ziz is in the middle of the wall. And like we said a moment ago, really, a miut ba'avir and a miut, it shouldn't work at all. We're going to figure out a way to make it work. But it's still not perfect because it's right in the middle of the wall. That's why there, Rashi agrees, it has to have a dalet al dalet.
Rashi seems to have the gear,
right. So now, V'niach la'asulim kalshu, if you put a ladder right below it, as is shown in diagram 259 on the right side, so therefore you could use the ladder to climb up to the ziz, So it's not considered like it's right in the middle of the wall, that it shouldn't be a legitimate reducer. Like the picture shows it, that you could climb up the ladder right onto the ziz. If instead of putting it right by it, what you did was, you just put it alongside it, as is shown on the left, all you did was, you just widened this ziz, and the ziz on its own isn't a good reducer, and I didn't accomplish anything. Continues the Gemara in speaking about the ziz. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, Koishel Chasrei, Tzorach Ziz Ach L'Chatirai. If the wall is only 19 tefachim or less high, one ziz will do the trick. Why? You'll put the ziz below 10 tefachim, with the ladder right by it, as is shown in diagram 260, and then from the top of the ziz to the top of the wall, you have less than 10 tefachim, and you have no problem. However, if the wall is Koisel Esrim, diagram 261, Tzorach Shnei Zizim Latiroi. Since if you put the first ziz by 10 tefachim, you still are left with 10 tefachim from the top of the ziz to the top of the wall. Unlike the Ritva says, if the wall is going to be exactly 10 tefachim, you'll be alright. It's the problem begins when the wall is high, a little higher than 10 tefachim. So even by putting the ziz at 10 tefachim, you still have too much room left over from the top of the ziz to the top of the wall. So what will you have to do? You'll have to make another ziz, as is shown in the diagram. However, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda, V'hu shemidim zesh loy keneged zeh. The second ladder, you have to put in the opposite direction of the first ladder, so that you should be able to get from the first ziz to the second ziz. If you want the ziz to be a legitimate reducer, it has to be accessible. You have to be able to climb up to it. If you're just going to put it alongside, you won't be able to get up to it, and that's why you have to put it in this fashion. Continues the Gemara. It's very interesting. What happens in the Gemara now, is the Gemara starts speaking about a Gemara that we spoke about many times in Masechta Shabbos, speaking about Rishuyos, about Rishus HaYochid in Hilchos Shabbos. How does it get into our Gemara? So the Sfasemis explains that Gemara also speaks about how you can reduce an area. So says the Gemara, Omer Refuna, Omer Rishus Rabim, if you have a pole in Rishus Rabim, Gevoy Asara, if it's 10 tefachim high, V'rov Rochav Arba, and it's 4 tefachim wide. So it's Rishus HaYochid. It has the proper dimensions, 10 by 4. Now, the not by yeset kalshu, if you knock a nail into that surface, miatoi. Why? Because the nail, the area, the space of the nail, reduces from the dalet tefachim. You have a situation where you have exactly dalet tefachim. That nail reduces, and now you don't have any more dalet tefachim, a rishus hayochid. And it's very relevant la loch lamaisa. It's literally a question of life and death. Why? Because as long as it's a rishus hayochid, if somebody would carry or throw from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim onto that area, he'd be carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's a Chiv Misa, b'mezid. If it's no longer Rosh Hashanah Yachid, there's no Chiv Misa. So it's literally a question of life and death. Amar Rav Adbar Hava, u'b'gvay shloisha. How high must that nail be? It has to be 3 tefachim high. If the nail is less than 3 tefachim high, it's again, we apply the concept of lovud, and it's like exactly knocked into the surface, and you still have a flat surface. Abai v'Rav disagree. They say, Dami Tavayu, apish en gvoy shloisha, even if the nail is not 3 tefachim high, it doesn't bother me. Why? My tamale mishtamishle. You're not going to use it. And since you're not going to use that area, it's not going to be, you can still use, you're not going to use that area where the nail is sticking out. So Lovid can't change that. So right now you don't have a surface of Dalet by Dalet Tefachim, which is a usable surface. And to be considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you have to have a Dalet usable surface. Rav Ashi Yomer, Rav Ashi says the other direction. Afilu Shigvay Shloisha. Even if you have a nail, and even if the nail is 3 Tefachim high, it still will be Rosh Hashanah Yachid. My Tama, Efshet Tal B'midi. You can still use it. You can hang something on that nail. So that nail can't serve as a reducer of Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Amalei Rav Achabarei the Rav Lerav Ashi. Mala Kula B'yaseidus Mahu. And you take that surface and you fill it up completely with nails, which is shown in diagram 262. What's going to be da locha. Amalei lo shmilach had amar av huna yoichanan. Didn't you hear that halacha Rabbi Yochanan said, which from the halacha Rabbi Yochanan taught us, we could extrapolate an answer to this question. Rabbi Yochanan speaks about the following situation. Bar v'chuyasa mitztarif lasara. If you have 263, diagram 263, you have a pit. The pit itself is not 10 tefachim deep. So since it's not 10 tefachim deep, it doesn't have the characteristics of Rishus HaYochid. But it has an embankment around it. And if I combine the depth of the pit with the height of the embankment, I have 10. So now, one dimension of Rishus HaYochid has been accomplished. You have the requisite height. But we also know that Rishus HaYochid has to have the width. We just said it has dalat tefachim width. Here, the pit, which is a non-usable area, is needed to get to that dalat tefachim. So the question is, why is it a Rishus HaYochid? Fine. You were able to combine the height and the depth to give you a Rishus HaYochid in the height. But you don't have the required width. Elamayis l'chlameima. What are you going to tell me? The manach midi or mishtamish. Since you could go and put a board on top of this pit, on top of this whole area, and use that board, and you'll now have a Rishus HaYochid, that's why it's considered Rishus HaYochid. Hachanami, so now back to picture 262, where, yes, the pole has nails all along the top of it, which prevent it from being used. I still have the ability, the monach medium shtamish, to put something on top of it and make it usable, and that's why it's still Rishus HaYochid. Now, that is interesting, Machlokes Rishonim. We established that this pit now has the din of Rishus HaYochid because we could put a board on top of it. And that board will have all the requirement. What will be the halacha about inside the pit? Inside the pit, will that still be Rishus HaYochid? Or maybe that could only help you for what is on top. That means, since I could put the board, the area on top of the embankment will be considered Rishus HaYochid. But to take the area inside the pit that the board can't help me should not be Rishus HaYochid. That's what some Rishonim say. Other Rishonim say that since the board creates that this area is Rishus HaYochid, then the entire area is Rishus HaYochid, and I don't start judging every inch what's the story in that inch. Continues the Gemara. Amar Yudam Shmuel. Kaisel Asara. If you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, how high does the ladder have to be that the ladder should be able to be considered a Pesach? Tzarech Sulam Aba Asal Atirai. You need a ladder that has a height of 14 tefachim to make it be considered a legitimate ladder. Why? Because Shmuel explains as follows. He says a very practical thing. You can't use a ladder unless it's on a slant. So, what is the degree that a ladder has to be? It has to be a 45 degree. It has to be at 45 degrees. If you have a wall that's 10 tefachim high, to get that degree, you need to have 4 tefachim on the floor. So that's why you'll need a ladder, 14 tefachim. 4 on the floor and 10 for the height. That's Shmuel's Psak. Rabbi Yoyis Amar, Afilu Shlosh Esrei Mashu. You don't have to have 14. 13 in a Mashu is enough. Why? All shown in diagram 264. Since there's less than a tefach from the top of the ladder, he agrees that if you wanted to get to the top, you would need 4 tefachim. But he says, if I only have a tefach left from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall, that little area is not that significant. That's not considered that I'm top of the wall. Rav Huna b'Rabbi Yeshua, afilu shiva mashahu. If you only have a ladder of 7 mashahu, no, I'm sorry, skipped. Rav Huna b'Rabbi even 11 is enough. Why is 11 enough? Because you'll need 4 on the bottom, 7 on top, which will give you only 3 tefachim from the top of the ladder to the top, less than 3 tefachim from the top of the ladder to the top of the wall. And like we said a few times today, less than 3 tefachim is seilofet. Amar Rav, now Rav says even a bigger kula. Sulam zakuf memat, which is again shown. He holds that the ladder doesn't have to be more than 7 tefachim, because I'll say love it for the top 3. But he holds that the ladder doesn't have to be on an incline. The ladder could be flush against the wall. And that's why it's enough. So it says, Gemara, this is something that I have as a Masaira, something I learned from my Rebbe's, Falayudana my time. I don't know why it's right, because a ladder that's flush against the wall should not be usable. Amishmul, so Shmuel says, "V'loyada Abba Tamadah Hamilsa." Don't he used to call him Abba? There's machlokes. Either his real name was Abba, or Abba was a name that they called him out of respect. V'loyada Abba Tamadah Hamilsa. Don't you know the reason? Midah Dehava Itztaba Al Gaba Itztaba. Just like we go back to what we learned at the beginning of the shiur, the Itztaba is flat against the wall. Even though it's flat against the wall, we said it's a legitimate reducer. That's why the ladder too can be against the wall, and it's a legitimate reducer. That is a very fundamental question that the Rishonim ask here. When we spoke about the Itztaba, or different things that we spoke about yesterday that could reduce the wall, what do we want to accomplish? That we have a wall that's higher than 10 tefachim, and thereby it's too high. So we have a major problem here. Why, by Itztaba, all we need to do is just lower the height. So let's say you'll have a wall that's 11 tefachim. So if I make a platform that's 3 tefachim high, I say 11 minus 3 and it's 8. Why don't I say the same thing by a ladder? As long as the ladder, from the top of the ladder, I have less than 10 tefachim, it should be enough. The Rishonim asked this question. All the Rishonim follow basically the same concept in how they answer. What they say is that what happens here with a ladder is not the same with an Itztaba. An Itztaba is a permanent thing. A permanent platform that I put there could lower the height of the wall. However, a ladder, and they say, some Rishonim say that this ladder doesn't have the required 4 tefachim width. Other Rishonim say that the ladder has less than has more than 3 tefachim between the rungs. Others say we're talking about a ladder that's a very light ladder, so it's easy to carry away. So the ladder is a very weak reducer. And therefore, just relying on the height of the ladder would not be adequate. What do I have to rely on? I also have to rely that from the top of the that I get to the top of the wall. Since it's so easy to get to the top of the wall, so as weak characteristically, intrinsically, the ladder is, it could still serve as a reducer. But it's the bus, since it's a much more solid thing, there I could just count the inches. If I have, and if I'm fine, I'm fine. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabba, Amar Chiya. The kolon shebavavel. If you have heavy pieces of wood, it's not a tree that's connected to the wall, to the floor, ain't tzrichim kva. You don't have to have that they should be knocked into the floor. My tam kveid and kavosin. Since they're that heavy, nobody's going to move them, and they could serve as reducers. Rav Yosi Omer, Rav Yosha, sulma shebavavel, ladders that were used in bavel, that are somewhat heavy, ain't tzrichim kva. Again, because people are going to leave them there permanently. My tama, kveid and kavosin. Says the Gemara, Mandam is sulmois, the mandam that says the ladders could accomplish that it reduces the wall, koshke in the column. Certainly pieces of wood could do the trick, because these pieces of wood are heavier than the ladders. Or mandam the column, the mandam that says the wood could do it, maybe only wood. Ava sulmois loy, not ladders, because the ladders aren't heavy enough that it should consider them permanent. Continues the Gemara. We said a moment ago that the ladder has to be Dalat Fachim wide. Barminer of Yosef Rabba. Sulam Mikan, Vesulam Mikan, Vekoshim Emtsa. This is diagram 265. I have two ladders. Again, each ladder is not wide enough. It's not Dalat Fachim. So I take a piece of straw to connect the two ladders. Mahu, what's going to be the Alochim? Amalei, Ain't Kafir Regal Oilabahen. Where does a person usually put his foot? He put his foot in the middle of the rung. And since the middle of the rung here is a piece of straw, which is not strong, so it can't serve as a ladder. Ask the Gemara. Koshmikan, vikoshmikan. Again, I have a ladder. It itself is not wide enough. It's the left of diagram 265. It itself is not strong enough, but I have two pieces of straw to extend the width. What's going to be the halacha? Amalei, harei kafir regel olabahen. Since you can climb up this ladder because you put your weight in the middle, and in the middle you have good rungs, it's going to be a legitimate ladder. Continues the Gemara. And we're going to learn the Gemara first like Rashi. Chokak lahashna b'kaisel b'kama. Somebody, again, has a ladder. Diagram 266. Somebody has a ladder which is not wide enough. However, what he does is he carves out in the wall on the sides of the ladder,
to get the right height. What's going to be the halacha? Chokak lahashlim mekaisel b'kama, how high up does he have to carve out in the wall? Amalei, so he answered, basara. As long as you carve out an area of 10 tefachim, even though you didn't carve out all the way to the top of the wall, it's fine. Amalei, so then Nataisa says that this wall should be somewhat on an incline, because otherwise, if it's not on an incline, carving out on the wall won't be able to help you climb up. Says the Gemara, Amalei, chok kula b'kaisel b'kama. Diagram 267. You have a wall here, you have no ladder. But what you want to rely on is that you'll carve out niches in the wall. How high does that have to be? Amalei, malai kamasai. It has to be from the bottom to the top. Ask the Gemara the obvious question, umay shna. Why, if I have somewhat of a ladder, is enough that I only carve out up to 10 tefachim? Whereas where I have no ladder, I have to carve all the way up to the top of the wall. Amalei, hasim stalakle. In the case where there's already a wall, so there's a ladder by the wall. So the ladder is not the greatest ladder, so it's not wide enough. But you have a ladder. So therefore, if I have a ladder for 10 tefachim, I'll be satisfied. Hacha, but in the second case, where I have no ladder at all, lemistalikle, a person, unless he has it carved out, has no way to get to the top of the wall, and that's why you need it all the way up. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Just tell you quickly what Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns just the opposite. Tosfos says that the asara in the first picture does not mean that you have to have that the ladder goes up, that the carved out area has to go up 10 tefachim. Tosfos says you have to keep on carving out until you have less than 10 tefachim from the area that you carved out to the top of the wall. And so where's going to be the nafkamina? The nafkamina will be, let's say you have a 30 tefach wall. According to Rashi, you'll only have to carve out 10 tefachim. According to Tosfos, you'll have to carve out 20 tefachim to be left over with only 10 tefachim of non-carved out area. Continues the Gemara. Barminei Rav Yosef and Rabba. Rav Yosef asked from Rabba the following question. Also le'ilan sulam ma'u. If somebody went and made the ladder out of a tree, what's going to be the halacha? What's the shaila? We know, we've said it many times, that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to climb up a tree. So you're using as your ladder something that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. And the Gemara's question is, will that be a legitimate reducer? And says the Gemara, we really had such a shaila by Erev Tchumen. If somebody put his Erev Tchumen on a tree, is it a legitimate Erev Tchumen or not? It was Machloikis, Rebbe and Rabbonim. Rebbe said it's a good Erev Tchumen. Why? Because like Gozra al-Shvostein HaShemashas, since the entire Isser of using a tree is only a drabonim, then a shmashis were not concerned with drabonim, and that's why you could put your Erev Tchumim there. Drabonim disagreed. So now the Gemara says, considers, is that the same? Says the Gemara, Tabayla Rebbe, Tabayla Rabbonim. It's a question even according to Rebbe, who was Makel by Tchumim, will he be Makel here? And Tabayla Rabbonim, it's a question according to Rabbonim, who were Machma by Tchumim, will they be Machma here? Why? Because Tabayla Rebbe, at kan lekama Rebbe Hassam, you know a Rebbe was makel by tchumim. Kol davish mishum shvus, as we explained, if the entire is only issed rabbanon legozru alav, hani mil ben shmashes. That's ben shmashes. When do I need the erev tchumim to be effective? Ben shmashes. Ben shmashes are 3 doesn't bother me because it's only rabbanon. Avul kula yoyim eloy. However, by a erev chatzeris, I need to be able to access the other chatzar, not just Beinah Shmashas. I need to be able to access the other chatzar the whole Shabbos. And now during Shabbos, if the only way to access the other chatzar is by climbing up the tree, it won't work. Idilma, or perhaps on the other hand, Afil Rabbonah, this tree is really a Pesach. You can climb up the tree, it's a tree that you can climb. It's just for our Yehuda, Revealei. The tree is a good way of getting from one chatzah to the other chatzah. There's a technical difficulty. You know what the technical difficulty is? That there's a isser, but that doesn't make it not have a shame Pesach. I'll tell you how I compare it. The halacha is that let's say you have a room, and door to Yerub, you never use that door. You never use that door for whatever reason. I still mechuyev to put up a mezuzah on that door. It says clearly in Shulchan Aruch you are. Unless you completely dismantle the door. Why? Because it is a Pesach. The fact that you choose to use it or not use it doesn't make it not a Pesach. Here too, the Rabbanan can't tell you that it's not a Pesach. Now, there's a very interesting tshuva from the David Misharim. The David Misharim was the Chibina Rav, based on this Gemara. The Gemara is saying here, passively, according to Rebbe, that to have an Erev Chatzeris, you have to have it accessible all of Shabbos. And therefore, if it's not accessible all of Shabbos, it's not going to be a legitimate Erev Chatzeris. Says the Chibina Rav, he finds a Maril. The Maril says that let's say you have a food that will not be accessible, will not be edible all of Shabbos. For whatever reason, the food will not be edible all of Shabbos. You shouldn't use it for an Erev Chatzeris. Just like the Pesach has to be a Pesach for the whole Shabbos, quotes the Chibina Rav Maril, that says the same thing has to be about the food. Many Paiskim disagree with the Chibina Rav, and they say very gishmak pshat why to disagree. What's going to be the halacha? We said this thing already. If you made an Erev Chatzeris, Bein HaShemashos, and the food was there all of Bein HaShemashos, and it gets eaten up Friday night, the halacha is it's a good Erev Chatzeris. So they say that you can't, it can't be worse than not having it. If the food is not edible, it's not worse than missing. And if the food is missing, we said it's kosher, then it's certainly going to be kosher, it's going to be a kosher Erev, so certainly it's not worse than if the food is not edible.
But one has the potential to be.
Okay, so what's the difference? The potential doesn't change. That's one shaila. But then there's another shaila. The Nagi Yehuda discusses the shaila. Let's say you put your Erev in a place where it's not accessible all of Shabbos. Again, they used to put the Erev Chatzeris, we spoke about this, a lot of times in the shul. And let's say the shul is locked in Shabbos, it's not accessible. Well, we knew that the shul is going to be inaccessible for part of Shabbos. Again, the Nagi Yehuda says that perhaps that Erev Chatzeris will not be a good Erev, because we say it has to be a Pesach for all of Shabbos, and this is not a Pesach for all of Shabbos. Now we have another situation. Asula Shera Sulam. A Shera is a tree that they used to serve as Avodah Zara. That the halacha is you're not allowed to have anah from that tree. So the shaila is, are you allowed to use that tree as a ladder? Can that tree serve as a ladder? So first of all, the Ritva says that we're not talking about the tree that belongs to a Jew. It says a very beautiful concept. That there's a concept that we find many times in Shas, ketusei mechdeshuri, something that has to be destroyed, even though it's not destroyed, halachically is looked viewed as if it's no longer in existence. Since Avodah Zorah that's owned by a Jew must be destroyed, right? Since it has to be destroyed, so therefore, the Asherah that's owned by a Jew, certainly, Ketusei Mechdeshuri, doesn't exist. Here we're talking about, says the Ritva, that the Asherah is owned by a non-Jew, that he doesn't have to destroy it. And now the Gemara's question is, can that serve as a ladder? Which again, we had the exact same Shaila about putting a Tchum on a Asherah. So the Gemara again says, Tabayla Rebbe Yehuda that says you can't put an Erev Tchumim on an Asherah, Tabayla Rabbonim. Why? Tabayla Rebbe Yehuda, Atkalankam Rebbe Yehuda, Hasam. You know why Rebbe Yehuda said, the Mutter Liknos Bayis B'Surah No. Because you could be kind of Shvisa on a place that's a Surah No. Why? Because Rashi and the Chazon Ish explains the Gemara this way. Mitzvah Slav Lahenis Nitnum. The only reason you're allowed to put down a tchum, Erev tchum, is for a mitzvah. So making something for a tzarech mitzvah, for the need of a mitzvah, is not considered having hana, and that's why it's mutter. The mutter looked at the surah, no. Ela hasam, the boss to kanalei Erev, leinich leidelinta. Even afterwards, I need that the Erev should exist, just for Bein HaShemashos, so I can have an Erev tchumim, the tzarech mitzvah. After Bein HaShemashos, I don't care if the Erev Tchumim no longer exists, because the point of the Erev Tchumim is just that I should be kind of Shvisa for Bein HaShemashos. However, by Erev Chatzeris, which the point of the Erech Hatzeiros is to connect these two Hatzeiros by climbing up the Asherah. You can't use something that's also Bahana to connect two Hatzeiros, because you can't have Anah from it. Now Chazon Ish makes a very important point. Chazon Ish says, why couldn't the Gemara say that Erev Chatzeres is also only put down with Tzarech Mitzvah? And you just say, just like you say Mitzvah Slav Lahenes Nitnu on the Erev Tchumim, you should say the Mitzvah Slav Lahenes Nitnu on the Erev Chatzeres. Says the Chazon Ish LaHaloch LaMaisa, since the Gemara didn't say such a concept, we can learn that Erev Tchumim can only be put down with Tzarech Mitzvah, but Erev Chatzeres doesn't have to be put down with Tzarech Mitzvah. As long as I want to carry between me and my neighbor, even though it's not a Tzarech Mitzvah, it's just convenient, it's mutter. I dilma. Even I feel a rabbanim that said you can't put down an erev tchumim on a sheira. Maybe for erev tchumim it will work. Pesachu for ayah the revelay. Like we said before, a pesach it is. It's the latter. There's a technical difficulty, but that shouldn't change it from being a pesach. So the Rishonim asked an obvious question. Every asheira is also an ilon. So even if an asheira is not a problem, as the Gemara attempts to say, but why isn't that a problem? Because of the issue that it's an Elon. So, I saw two terutzim. One terutz is that when is there an Isser to be mishtamish be Elon on Shabbos, to use a tree on Shabbos, it's only a tree that's connected to the floor. But if the tree is no longer connected to the floor, there is no Isser of mishtamish be Elon. So they explain that the Gemara here that's speaking about an Ashera is talking about a Ashera that's disconnected. So in a Sheir it still is, but in Elon it isn't. That's one teretz. But then I saw another teretz from Kiva Ego. He says like this: why is there an Isser to Mishtamish B'Elon Mishamish? I'm walking the street and I want to lean on a tree. What's wrong? So the reason is the Gemara says I'm Sechta Shabbos, the Gemara says I'm Sechta Be'ya, because I'm concerned that I may come and take off a branch. I'll snap off a branch because I need the piece of wood for whatever reason. Says Kiva Ego. When am I concerned about that? On a regular tree. On a regular tree, I'm concerned that I'll forget a Shabbos, I'm leaning against the tree, I'll forget a Shabbos, and I'll snap off the branch for my other purpose. I was Mechal Shabbos. But this tree's an Asherah. It's also to have an off from an Asherah. So nobody's going to snap off a branch to use it. He's not allowed to use it anyway. And that's why, even if this tree, even if this Asherah is still connected, b'chiddush, you'll be allowed to use this tree, because I'm not worried that you're going to snap off a branch.
I'm worried that you're going to call Shabbos by snapping. We're not worried that you're going to be over a
desire. Right. Because everybody knows it's Asba No. Amalei, so he answered. Elon Mutter. So we have these two Shilas, Elon and Asherah. And he paskins Elon Mutter, by tree it's Mutter, Vashera Sura. And by the Asherah it's also. Why? By the tree I say that it's just a real Pesach Ayah the Raviolay. By Asherah I say it's also because I'm not allowed to have enough from Asherah. Maskel Rav Chisda says, Ad Rabba. If you asked me, says Rav Chisda, I'd say just the opposite. Why would I say just the opposite? Elon. What is the problem with Elon? The problem is that it's a Shabbos. You're not allowed to use a tree in Shabbos. Elon, it's a Shabbos garim loy, that the problem with the Elon has to do with Chil Shabbos. So you can't use something which is also to be used because of a Shabbos digger halacha to give you a heter. You can't use one Issa Shabbos to fix another Issa Shabbos. Asherah, the Issa isn't the Issa Shabbos. This is the Issa Dav Acher. It's a different type of Issa. So it's a Dav Acher garim loy nitzer. And that's why he says, "It manami ki asa rovet amar Abelazar v'amilei amar avu amar Abiyachron." Kol she is a Shabbos garim lo. If the problem is a Shabbos digger problem, like the tree, even though it's only yisad rabbanon asur, you can't use that as a way of connecting the two chatzeres. Kol she asa dava achad garim lo. But if it's a different isur, even though it's an isur, and even be made more of a serious isur, because a share is much more of a serious isur than Elon. This is a deraisa rabbanon. There it's mutter. He says that the machloikis that we have between Rabbi and Rabbanan by Elon, and the machloikis we have between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan by Asherah and Hilchos Tchumim, we will duplicate by Chatzeres. And whatever they hold there, they hold here. Plus the Rabbi Rabbanan by Elon is plus the Rabbi Rabbanan, and Asherah is plus the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. The exact same machloikis we had there, we'll have here.
What happened?
This got disconnected. I don't know where to put it back in.
Okay.
Marshall Landinsky's Ashkenazi.